11:57. Welcome back to the best hour of Show and Bird. I am Ron the Show Hughley. We did it. That is Joshua Lamont Vernier, Steve Serta, Dimples in the place. We are love connection here on Show and Vern. Now, if we could just get Steve somebody.
You there do are realize 15 that's going to open people, the floodgates. 15 people on the text line claiming to be Tamara.
We've I told you, real. A man called in and said that
that's
he
fine.
Was
fine. I don't care. Those people can do it. We brought love.
Congratulations, Fred.
Do you believe? I believe that was the real Tamara.
She'd be a great actress if that wasn't. Oh, I see Freddie on Twitter, too.
Did you? Did you get him? Look at Big Fred.
Man, somebody need to hit Freddie with some follows.
I'm so proud of him. I can't wait to get that invitation. Vern, you're going to be my date.
No, I'm not going.
Man, if you just missed it, 6 minutes ago, and Serta did a hell of a job with this. Let's give Serta a hand. Give him a damn hand.
No.
What did he do? He didn't even answer the phone. Ben answered the phone.
No, he didn't.
Serta just sat there and said, I don't want to do this.
I answered the phone. I DM'd him. I communicated with him. I overstayed the entire thing on the happiest day of their lives.
It's a happy day, yes.
Sorry.
And we pulled it together. We created dreams. If you missed it, we just had a proposal from Big Fred to Tamara live on air. And I'm emotional. Damn emotional. I can't believe we did this, though, yesterday. We were so happy that we got past that Cardinals game and that we were going ahead to this big game that we've been looking ahead to for a few weeks now that we forgot to talk about the most interesting thing that we saw in the game Sunday. And that was, I hope you were able to see it. Where in the hell did Travis and Patrick get those starter jackets?
Ooh, baby, those were nice.
Come on, man. That was the most interesting part of the game. I mean, D4 was dominant. Tyreek was great. Slid on the camera. But prior to the game, they had cold-blooded, as Gus Johnson would say. Yes.
The 98 starter jackets with the little flap on the front right on your belly.
I'm about to look at it right now.
You flip up that flap and there's a zipper under it that you can put your gloves in. Maybe even put some food in that bad boy.
Let me touch it, feel it. Let's go.
The little flip thing that's on your belly also has the cheeks on it.
I had an Eagles one.
I had a 49.
Because I liked Randall.
Because I like Steve.
Oh. That was something.
We should rock those.
Listen, I'm not kidding.
Trav had the hat too.
Where are we
Travis
at?
Travis had the starter hat.
He had the hat.
Remember those? They were in Sports Illustrated magazine.
Well, it's snapback, right?
Yeah.
Snapback.
Right. Yeah.
Oh, hold on. Where are we Monday?
Streetcar.
We're Streetcar Monday.
Yeah.
Everyone else should come hang out with us.
Mm-hmm.
I'm in a mood of love right now since we had a proposal.
Mm-hmm.
I want us to get the matching starter jackets, and let's wear it on Monday.
I have put on some weight. I do need a new winter coat. If it's less than $120, I'm with it.
Like $119?
Fine. A penny more, I'm out. I'm not paying more than $120 for a winter coat. Can you find them? Do they sell them?
Can
still?
We find? Yeah, they have.
Again,
to
they're
sell
20
them,
years
right?
old.
Do they sell them? They're 20. Like,
and I want the white one. Because
I was
not a red
was,
one.
I was just gonna call up Pat to see where he got it.
No, Pat's busy right now.
I have
now.
Pat's number. Can we look this up?
1998 starter jacket.
It's 98.
That's what I believe. I believe it was eighth grade.
Oh, I think that's
95. You can
95.
Get them on fanatics.com.
Come on,
for
Judge.
$149.99.
Damn.
Out.
That's
$149? People supposed to live, man. Come on. 1998 starter jacket.
$149? Is that what it is? Do you see a cheaper deal? I'd get a used.
Also on
I got
NFL.
A Cowboys one for $180.
NFLshop.com. They're also $149.99.
Are they bigger for bigger sizes?
I just need a large.
Well, I need it at least a 2.
True. The only, I mean, it would get dirty.
So 149. See, they had. Do they just have them in the white, like they had it? Do they have them in the red?
Oh, I don't know.
You want the white?
Yeah, the white's the clean look. Because and you can only wear it. I mean, when you're stepping out, this isn't something because that'll get dirty quick.
Someone just texted and said they're sold out on Chiefs Pro Shop. We'll
believe
find
it.
This thing.
After Patrick and Travis Ward headed to Arrowhead yesterday. Which you know Travis bought him.
Travis Ward. Ward. Kelsey. Oh, Travis Ward. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Said Travis Ward.
Yeah, they wore those walking into to Arrowhead. I would imagine after that shot was shown on Twitter and on ESPN NFL Network. Yeah,
that went off.
Yeah, they sold out pretty quick. I mean, you can buy me one. You're always trying to buy me stuff. You can buy me one.
Well, no, I'm going to buy you something you need. These are wants.
No,
you
I
can
need,
buy something.
Man, I only got a couple winter coats.
Nah, man, you need shoes.
If they're more than 120, feel free to buy them for me. Anything less, I got that. I can pay for that myself.
Someone said they still have the original one.
Yeah, I don't want that. That's probably a little gnarly.
No,
yeah, you
got to
get the new one.
I don't want a used one.
No way that's clean.
Yeah, that it can't be. Damn. I want to hold that. 149. You can't do it. Can't swing it.
I just don't want to.
That's an extra. Oh, because I know you can swing it. I mean, you got a wedding and stuff to pay for.
Yeah.
And I've obviously been very integral in things going on with
you. Oh, you've helped.
Wedding.
You've helped.
Big time.
But, yeah, no, I'm not spending $150 when I already got a winter coat.
What if I put?
30?
What if you pay $119?
I'm with it. Fine. I told you. I'd pay $120 for it.
That's it.
You want to pick up the other 30, I'm about it. Fine. Let's do it. But I'm not paying a penny more. Order them up. Let's go. I feel like we'd have to create some sort of a dance that we do with one another while wearing these coats while on the streetcar.
What?
Yeah. And
Why do we have to create a dance because we're wearing... Yeah.
It would have to be a choreographed dance, obviously.
No!
Something that we thought out, like a handshake almost, but we include our feet, kind of like Kid and Play.
Vern, that's the most interesting thing I've ever heard you say. I don't understand. We don't have
you
to create a
dance. You can't picture the dance. You and I on
no!
the streetcar wearing these
no,
fresh to death... White starter jackets.
I just feel like we could just wear them.
Mm.
We're not 16. Mm. We don't have to create a dance because we bought starter jackets.
I feel like we should, though. I didn't say we have to. I feel like we should. I feel like that would complete the ensemble.
No one's understanding.
Because I'm only wearing it once.
Serta,
I want to do it big.
Serta, I don't. You're only wearing it once? Well, I'm definitely not kicking in 30 if you're only going to wear it once.
I mean, that's not something you can wear all the time.
What the hell am I going to wear?
You can't wear it all the time, but you got to wear it more than once. See, that's why I'm going to buy you shoes, because I know you're wearing them bad boys into the ground.
Talk about it, yeah.
Sir, that's the most me comment I think I've ever heard Vern say. We've got to develop a dance to go with these matching jackets.
Mm-hmm.
Just come up with a dance.
I got one. Like
no,
our
no,
home
you
run
know
handshake from high school baseball. I'll teach it to you after the show.
I don't feel like we need to do that.
Coming up tonight at 6 o'clock, Arrowhead Pride Radio.
How often would we do it?
Just that day.
But how often on the 4-hour streetcar ride? Like,
well, whenever someone
once or twice an hour?
It.
No.
And we have to video it and tweet it out once.
People will repeatedly...
People can do whatever they want, apparently, on this show. All you got to do is text in or play off of show's ego.
And
it'll let you
that.
On the
don't
air.
Don't do that, man.
You can get proposed.
We had love here.
Like I was saying,
angry.
Catch the great Pete Sweeney along with former Chiefs linebacker Sean Barber tonight and every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Arrowhead Pride Radio, great radio right here on your football station, 610 Sports Radio.
Speaking of Sean Barber. We have Sean Barber on Friday, right? Him and Pete will be in.
We do, 10:30 to 11.
He's one of my really good friends. I thank him so much for coming up.
That seems like a stretch.
And visiting me at Big Whiskey's last Friday. We often talk.
I mean, Dante Hall was there as well.
He hadn't been there yet. It was clear. We often talk. I want to confront him about something.
Uh-oh.
On Friday.
There we go.
Because, no, I got to be serious because, like, I was listening, and you should listen every Monday. Him and Joe Mays, the Monday morning linebacker, 3 o'clock, they're always there for the entire hour on the drive. I wasn't real comfortable with where he took the conversation with Carrington. They were having a conversation just about the game. And I feel like Carrington was kind of discussing, which I don't think is asinine. Now, listen, I'm not going to sit here and say that any of us, even though you've been in covering the game for 42 years, like I'm not going to say any of us here right. have the expertise or understanding of Sean Barber because he played the game. But we have covered the game, and we're not imbeciles. And Carrington making the point of, yeah, man, it was kind of hard. You know, I could see how the Chiefs didn't really get up for the Cardinals. Mm-hmm. I could see how, you know, the Chiefs were just in a place where they were kind of down. And it was hard to get – it's a game to get through, you know, look forward. You got the Rams in the big game. This was clearly the worst they played. I can kind of see that. Do you have the audio of Sean?
Mm-hmm.
And then Sean just took it here, which was uncomfortable to me. And I just want to confront to see what he's talking about because I hate when athletes do this.
Do you watch an NFL play?
No. Actually, I don't. I don't ever, actually.
And I mean that from the bottom of my heart, too. Like, it's not that you watch him play on Sunday. I mean, at some point after the game, do you watch the All-22 cut up? Do you actually, like, you know, like, start breaking down the mental errors and some of the write down little notes about, oh, man, at this point of the play, if we didn't have this false start or this illegal formation, that really was the mistake that really cost us the momentum in that drive. Like, we had things going and we had to punt because this person did, or we had to drop pass, or we gave up a sack, and you see on the All-22, the receiver came open, but Pat didn't have enough time to really get rid of the ball, like that kind of stuff. And so, like, you know, just to have such great insight about, you know, team and the personnel and the coaching and all these other things that most radio hosts talk about, I would take it for granted that there's some in-studio film study going on. Maybe that's what I need to do. Serta. Barrel Shop wants Serta to apply there. For a in-studio.
That's Spectre. Hey.
Yeah, Serta wasn't there. Like I said, I'm going to say this to Sean's face Sunday. I think that's lazy. And I think that's unfair. Of course, Carrington, myself, Vern, Serta, Bink, none of us. Fesco, Kling, none of us. Fanning, we know the game like he does. But we're not idiots. And, like, I when you pull the, do you watch the football games? Do you know what you're watching? Like, come on now. It's not like football people don't do stupid stuff. And we had people around here who believed David Amerson could start in this league and made him an off-season free agent signing. I know you followed the Lions. There are people who tell you Matt Millen, who knows football, doesn't know a damn thing. There are football people who make mistakes. And there are people who played the game who do stupid things. So I gotta confront him about this, and I'm sure this is going to strengthen our relationship because this is what friends can do.
He doesn't like you, though.
That's not true. He does. He DMs me. We have conversations.
Trolls you via DM.
I don't think it's trolling. But no, I hate that. Like, I just, like, because you know you got the upper hand because, well, you know, I mean, well, he played. But we've heard athletes a lot say, yeah, I didn't get up for that game. That wasn't an asinine comment. And his play showed. The Chiefs' play could back it up. But if you ever watched a game, throwing that All-22 because it sounds good. See you Friday, Sean.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, here we go. All hands on deck. Some people have already attempted to help you. Tuesday morning donuts. Right now, there seems to be an obvious sponsor to this segment that has not sponsored this segment. If you miss this, we do this every Tuesday.
Why buy the cow when the milk's free?
And our nip. We do this every Tuesday. We call a Dunkin' Donuts in the city of the team that the Chiefs are playing. We call it Tuesday Morning Donuts. And we literally just try to get whoever's answering to come and speak up for their ball club. So now it is up to Serta. How much time you want to give him?
That's the scariest three words of my radio career.
It's up to Serta. Let's give Serta, let's give him about seven minutes.
7 minutes?
To pull this off. All right, five.
I mean, I have.
Let's give him five and a half minutes.
I gave him the cheat code last week.
So Serta has to call in L.A. Nurse Jen has already given him several numbers. Someone else did. Has to call a Dunkin' Donuts in L.A.
I mean, last week we gave him all of Arizona 0-7, and then we moved on. Now, when a texter or show here has been able to reach a member of Dunkin' Donuts, they've been outstanding. Cincinnati.
Generally, yeah, they have.
That gentleman was ready to go.
I know Serta could do it. He called the strip club owner in Cleveland. He's got it in him.
No, he didn't. Dusty did that.
No, he did, didn't he? I've tried, man. He's on it.
I did that.
I thought Serta did do that. I really.
I just don't know how he's always right by a microphone when he's supposed to be calling someone.
You're not kidding.
I'm on hold. They're getting the
man. All right, and we do this every day. And we do this every Tuesday. Protein House, Eat with a Purpose, text line 69306. How confident are you this week on a scale of 1 to 10? 10 being, we know he's going to get this done. 1 being, not a chance. Where are you and Serta making this happen on Tuesday Morning Donut?
Boston was too small a city for him to be able to find someone.
That's right.
Cincinnati was terrific. That was courtesy of the text line.
No, the Denver one was courtesy of the text line. He picked up Cincinnati himself, I remember.
Denver, the gentleman said he wouldn't trade Case Keenum for Patrick Mahomes.
But it took
right
us
now.
A while, though, because people started. Remember people sent in the number, and then he put it in Google and said, this isn't to a Dunkin' Donuts. And then you did immediately, and we found it to the Dunkin' Donuts.
The lady in Cleveland was very nice. You were very rude to her.
All right.
She was just trying to support her team.
That's what I'm going to try to work on. People said that I wasn't. I don't care.
And then last week, the entire state of Arizona.
Couldn't get one
more than a dozen Dunkin' Donuts, and not one of them.
Not one.
So now we head to Los Angeles. Let's just say Southern California, and let's see how this goes.
785-6.9 from the 417, negative 10. And a negative 3.
Oh, he looks confident right now.
Oh, does he?
Yeah.
Does he have that look? Like we got something?
Like he's leaning in, like he's about to put him on hold. Oh, no. And he just shook.
Of course not.
There it is.
Yeah. I believe it today, man. We've had special stuff.
That first one seemed promising. Then they tried to redirect just me to the corporate office. I don't have time for that.
The phone and make calls. I feel it today. If you missed it in the final segment
of it,
because we had love happen here. We had a proposal, a successful proposal. Fred and Tamara, if I'm saying your name correctly, she said yes. I cried with her. We've got positive vibes going on here today.
No, we don't. I really think, like I said last week, he just must not be listening.
This is something. 620. Nope, he doesn't care about the show if it doesn't benefit him.
Agreed. Because if he did.
Oh, he's talking. He's got that look.
All he had to do was earlier in the day call ahead and be like, hey.
You keep giving him that, don't
you? I'm going to call you.
It's part of the luster, though, to see if he's going to pull it off. But for you, if you were him, you would plan it.
You could fake it.
I know you're so good at it, right?
Oh, my gosh. It's just, it's like the texter said. He likes how he's the center of attention right now.
Nurse Jen.
He likes how the 6 minutes is all about him.
No, Nurse Jen here. Again, I have already looked up Dunkin' Donuts in L.A. No excuses today. No excuses today, Steve. Here are working numbers that I sent you 2 hours ago.
There you go. I mean, you find it funny. I don't. Get this done. What is he doing all morning?
He's got 2 minutes, by the way.
Oh, now he's defeated. Look at that face.
I said 2 minutes, God dog, Steve.
He didn't even make...
Right now, so people are very low in Compton. The highest I'm seeing on Steve is 6.9. Vern,
this is the 1 to 10?
Yes. What's your... I've
two.
Seen like zeros. What's your confidence level if I got
that
up...
That last guy was all about it, but he said he didn't know anything about the Rams.
What's God, your...
Hang on. So, oh my God. So now they need to pass some sort of CERTA test before he puts them on? Just get somebody!
No, that's not it. But he said he didn't feel comfortable coming on the air, which is why I can't put him on the air if he doesn't give me permission to put him on the air.
He's wasting time.
Yell at me like it's my fault.
How confident would you be if I walked around there? You got CERTA too.
Now, do you take the phone from CERTA and say go back to...
Yeah, I walked around there.
6.5.
I'll take that.
CERTA's at a 2. Unbelievable. And you just yelled at me.
I think he's trying. He's given it everything he has. Now he's wasting time. I thought L.A. was a cinch. How many of them are there?
Hundreds. Are you kidding me? How many are there?
Someone said I'm at -98 with CERTA. 98 degrees, like the group, Nick Lachey. I wish they did. You know Nick Lachey's 45? Good God. Nick Lachey is 45 years old. I bet Nick Lachey's an 11. Someone switched their 6.9 to a -6.9. Someone said you guys should call St. Louis Dunkin', but you have to understand we call the Dunkin'. You got 1 minute. Dunkin' Donuts in the city that we're playing.
But you know that doesn't matter. We gave him all of Arizona last week.
I know.
I mean, here's 8 right away, right in the heart of the city.
He could have done Anaheim.
I got shut down.
I think he's just quit.
And he's done.
He's got 30 seconds. I think he's just quit.
I mean, you guys booted Ian Wharton off the show for much less than this. This is 2 straight weeks.
No, we didn't boot Ian off.
We're having Ian on tomorrow.
Are you guys going to tell him all the things you said about him?
From the 913. Oh, I am. This is ridiculous. Biggest game of the year and a giant market in L.A. Maybe you should call the day before and set things up and fake it like Vern is saying.
Preach, brother.
I thought this was a cinch. I had talking points ready.
See, you're normally better than this, but you give him way too many chances. Way too much.
It's rope. Over. It's over. It's over, CERTA. It's over.
You ruined it.
It's it, man. We're going to move.
From the 785, does CERTA even try? He seems like he's always BSing.
Yeah. 816.
They all keep saying they have to call corporate or call their managers, man, because they feel like they're not supposed to do
that. What are you saying, though? Like, I feel like your pitch is awful.
It has to be.
No.
What? Yeah. Come on.
I open it up every time.
What are you saying?
Hey. Hi, my name's Steven. I hope you're a Rams fan.
That sucks.
It always sounds like you're joking or being sarcastic.
You know what? We're going to go over this here in about 5 minutes. Newsflash.
God bless it.
Come on, man.
But now you're letting them on more?
CERTA's newsflash.
Here you go, CERTA. Ruin the whole 12 o'clock hour.
I am so disappointed.
Derrick Rose was on the court to see Brooklyn Nets guard Caris LeVert, is that how you say his name? Suffered a gruesome injury on Monday night, a moment that left members, both the Minnesota Timberwolves and Nets, praying on the court. A bizarre fact that people pointed out on Twitter, however, is that Rose was on the court to witness LeVert's brutal injury, Gordon Hayward's brutal injury, and Paul George's leg break in 2014.
But then
Derrick Rose is like the show of the NBA.
But then I just saw the report that said that he's not going to have surgery and he's going to be back.
Yeah, he just dislocated his foot.
It was still gross.
But that he's going to play again this year. Like,
that's a Michigan man right there.
He was big down the stretch in that loss to Kentucky in the regional final that Nick Stauskas was trying to go. Wachowski would have done it right, says Kathy.
Yeah, that's fine. Ask him to come in when he's not working to call Dunkin' Donuts for you.
All right.
Newsflash. Sort of failed. Someone said, this is my favorite weekly segment because I'm hoping it never works. Are there people out there rooting that Serta fails at this?
I think they're rooting that you fail, and Serta's the best way to drag you down.
Am I really supposed to call them ahead of time? That seems ridiculous. I've got much more important things to do than call Dunkin' Donuts ahead of time.
Just go to break.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back in. Tuesday morning donuts did not work in L.A. Two of the biggest markets we've called, one being a place that is where it is started in Boston, we aren't able to connect. Someone here just unfollowed Serta on Twitter. He'll win me. He'll win me back when he can get a call to Dunkin' Donuts right.
That's fine. I'm at $14.99. You can follow me on Twitter at Steven Serta.
Someone needs to pull that gray hair out of his Tomlin's beard.
Oh, I know. I could get there and make it happen. You just gave me three pulls. You brought up this point, and I love when we start being in the same mindset. It really gets me sports horny, and hell, to be honest, it just gets me coworker horny. Nope, I'll stick with sports horny. It just gets me sports horny. But this morning in our meeting, you said, God, who would be the prime person that we could sacrifice to maybe get Ndamukong Suh ejected from the game? Mm-hmm. Be better if it could be Aaron Donald. We watched last week. He could be pushed. But Suh or Donald, like, who could be the sacrificial lamb? I don't want that.
I think it's probably Wiley. I think Wiley's got a,
I'll give you a couple minutes. Go ahead,
sharp man. Enough tongue to get into the head of Ndamukong Suh, forcing Suh to try to kick him in the nuts, therefore getting Suh kicked out of the game.
I mean, for what it's worth, I think it's Sherman, but whatever. Because I don't think Cam can do it without getting himself kicked out too.
And you really think Cam is about it?
No, I think he'd get his ass kicked by both of them, but I think he would be about it.
I think Cam is just,
he'd give it a
pulled
shot.
The wool over your eyes. I don't know what he has done, but Cam's there. All about Cam.
Cam's there. He's like Daniel Russo. He may lose, but he'll compete.
Totally missed out on that.
Karate Kid, I mean, he won at the end, but at the beginning, before he could really fight, he competed. But when you said that to me, I don't want any of that. I want the Rams to be completely healthy. I want them to be at full strength. I'm be honest with you, for the test, I really wish that Cooper Kupp was healthy.
Like, oh, my God.
Now, in the playoffs, yes, I don't care the road it happens. As a Kansas fan, maybe they faced a 16 seed in Portland State, a 9 seed in UNLV. They faced a 12 seed in Villanova.
How is this about Kansas?
And a 10 seed in Davidson. I get in the playoffs. But leading into it, when you have a chance to play Super Bowl caliber teams, and we know where the Chiefs are going to go, I mean, they're highly, highly, percentages highly shift towards the Chiefs being the number one overall seed in the AFC playoffs. Like, when they play a Super Bowl caliber team, I really want to see the test and really see where they are. And I want them to have to play the toughest opponent because I think that would make them more battle-tested and ready in the playoffs. That's why I was happy against the Patriots, because after the Patriots game, I felt more comfortable with that team. And I want them to play the toughest competition at their best to prepare them in the playoffs against playing these teams at their best.
It sounds, well, first of all, there's a lot of eye rolling going on over here. What do you mean battle tested? Oh,
Cooper Kupp and Dominican Sue out there, that means it's going to have some sort of carryover effect to the playoffs. It sounds more selfish. Like, you just want to see two really good teams play a game of football against one another, and I'm with you on that. Sure, as a fan, I want to see it, but to act as if I would be disappointed if Ndamukong Suh got kicked out in the first quarter and Cooper, I'm not wishing injury on him, but I'm fine that Cooper Kupp isn't playing. Man, you still need wins. You still got the Chargers right behind you, Steelers in the 2 seed, New England 3 seed. Look, I understand it's all lining up for the Chiefs to have that home field advantage, but you lose this game coming up on Monday night, and all of a sudden this comfortable attitude that you have about home field throughout, that goes out the window, and getting nervous.
But I think it also brings you to reality of, hey, this is where we are when we play elite teams.
But don't we already know?
I don't.
What are we going to – we know what the Chiefs are.
No, but I think it is a good thing to see, like, for the – because in the postseason, you're going to face the best teams. Right,
and it's
going to
have no bearing on what happened previous.
Oh, I disagree with it. I think, if we're going to play the Rams, and I've got questions, and you want this offensive line to face the best that they can to prepare them in the postseason. And you want this defense
they've faced really good players before.
They've faced good players, but how many teams have they played that are on the Rams level?
Three.
The Patriots.
Three.
The Patriots, in my opinion. I think the Steelers and the Chargers are a notch below the Chiefs, Patriots, Rams, and Saints. I think those four teams are above the others.
Okay.
And when you play those other teams, I would like in the regular season, especially when you know where your team is probably going to be seated, to have to see another team's best that's a Super Bowl caliber team to see how you perform against that.
But it's week 11, right?
It is.
And the playoffs don't start until week 18. So what good does it do right now?
I think it does.
To face a great team right now.
Of course, barring an injury, but yeah, I think it does make sense to face against. All right, man, these are the best. This is what you got.
The Chiefs believe that they're the best.
And that's fine, but you know that you can't play yourself. There's other good teams. You say this is the best. Because the last time they faced a team on that range, they lost.
I don't buy that anything that's going to happen this Monday night will have any bearing in January. I don't see how facing a good team in the middle of the regular season has you better equipped to go on a playoff run when it's still the same for everything is erased once the playoffs start. Nothing that happened in the regular season matters once the playoff starts. You got 4 quarters to beat the opponent, regardless of what you've done before, and we've seen it countless times.
I can remember the Giants and the Patriots. Remember, they played them at the end of the regular season, and they said, oh.
So this is the Rams. I didn't know you were talking about when they meet in the Super Bowl. I'm with you on that.
Super Bowl
that facing
better,
the Rams once will help if you face them in the Super Bowl.
Or also
better
teams.
I don't think it has you better prepared for the playoffs because you faced them in Week 11. They meet in the Super Bowl, there's no argument. Yes, facing them once helps. It helps the coaches, it helps the players, sure. But as far as when they're squaring off with the Chargers in the divisional round, no. I don't believe that facing the Rams in Week 11 is going to have them better prepared to take on Phillip Rivers and the Chargers.
Yeah,
just don't buy it. Yeah. Arrowhead
you
Pride Radio tonight and every Tuesday at 6 o'clock. Speaking of Tuesdays, because there is the Monday night game next week, the Therese Paylor Show will be pushed to Tuesday at 6 o'clock. We'll be out at Tanner's next Tuesday, 6 o'clock. Therese Paylor Show right here on your football station, 610
All right.
Sports Radio.
That was a good segment.
Yesterday, real quick, did Therese bring this up to you after I dropped you guys off at Sprint yesterday?
Bring what up?
Therese was misinformed. Therese didn't know exactly, the schedule yesterday. So I tried to do Therese a solid and convince the listeners that, oh, we just got Therese a different headphone. Not that he was at home. But he shows up about midway through the Therese Paylor show.
Did a great job getting there quickly.
We got Therese a different headset. This one sounds a lot better. He joins us live here. Chicken and Pickle, North Kansas City, here on your football station. What are you smiling at, show?
He laughed first.
Just lying for no reason.
Well,
I mean, it's true.
Right. It's a different headset.
We got him a different headset.
It's a different headset.
He just got here. What you mean?
So then show just outs Therese and lets everyone know that he wasn't here on time. It was a half hour late. I was trying to cover for Therese because that's what friends do for one another. That's what Michigan men do for one another. We look out for each other. And then you just snitch on him and say, he wasn't here.
Everyone who's listened to this show every day knows you don't view Therese as a friend. We know your friendships.
That's why I quickly pivoted to we're both Michigan men. Point stands. You're a snitch. Therese even mentioned
it earlier. I'm about the people, man. That's not a snitch, man. That's just, you just lied to the people. Like, to me, I got no problem with not telling the truth if you'd have just gone in. But then you came up with this headset lie.
Are you kidding me? After all the lies you've told on this show?
I don't tell
And people
lies.
Have bought them hook, line, and
I
sinker?
I don't tell lies. You're talking about Serta. He just
really
said
we
have
funny,
to take
you guys.
I think he had a microphone on.
He just said we have to take a break. Yeah.
Slid a microphone in his pocket.
Well, you're a real dolphin.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.
All right, welcome back in. Show and Vern. I'm Ron the Show Hughley.
Hey, you call me a dolphin?
You're damn right I did. Porpoise.
Dolphins are like the smartest animals.
Yeah.
You're a beautiful
mammals
animal,
for
too.
Sure.
They die quickly.
Pretty sure they're the only mammals that also have sex for pleasure.
How the hell do you know that?
And I read it.
And do you believe it?
I do. Dolphins are smart, man.
They're the only animals who have sex for pleasure.
Yeah, most of them do it to...
Just to mate.
Yeah, to mate and have children. Dolphins get down.
Not my Max. Max gets it in.
That saxophone in the background.
Yeah, that's good stuff there, baby.
I guess pigs do it, too.
I'm seeing...
But they're pigs.
Though. So you think I have been, there are people, now I'm letting some of the listeners try to pull their way into the show.
Yeah, some guy did a fake proposal on
that
the
was,
air just to get on the radio.
God, to honest, you believe that was a fake proposal?
Could be.
You come on, I saw the look in your face. You saw love. You felt it.
You can listen to it on the on-demand tab at 610.
Did you felt nice. That was real, didn't you, sweetheart?
Sure.
I mean, I hope it was real.
See,
but people have been using you.
Yeah, oh, I can take that. I can take the love. I can do that.
Mm-hmm.
But it is, we are having some people who are really just trying to lift their profile via us. And they're trying to come at me. What do you do to not let that happen to you?
I stay off of Twitter. And you just, you take the bait every time. This is why we talk about Sammy Watkins so much.
That's not true.
It's because people needle you
on
Twitter.
He's very relevant. He's very relevant.
People needle you on Twitter, and you take the bait. Now, it's good because those people ultimately come back and listen to the show, so that's ideal. But Seth Kaiser, you wised up on that one, it seems to me. Seth was doing it pretty consistently. He would needle
you.
You
think he was suckering me in?
No question. Because how many people listening right now, I say Seth Kaiser. They go, oh, who's that?
He tried me because I said Sunday, if you think Sammy Watkins is the major reason why the
they
Chiefs
saw the success
yeah, he did.
That Pete Sweeney had
they
doing
really
this.
Did. Yeah, because Pete's the originator.
Right. Like Heisler tried to do it. Seth Kaiser tried to do
there
it.
Are, you think there are people who are just sitting around with argument? Because I didn't even remember we had Heisler on about the Mitch Trubisky thing. Sitting around waiting. Waiting. Which I love. I love it from the listener. But, yeah, they're trying to make their way on the show. At our expense. We've got to change that. Pete's the originator. All right. Pete has done it. Pete, you know what? Call Pete. I wonder, does Pete feel disrespected by this? Because how many people are there? Yeah, call Pete. So it's Seth Kaiser.
Seth Kaiser. Ben Heisler.
Some of his understudies.
Ian Wharton.
Ken Swanson. Matt Lane has tried. He's really tried to bait me.
And we normally hear about all of this in our pre-show meeting. Show just comes in ready to roll. And he's a
Sean Barber.
Blank. He's a blankety blank.
I don't do that. Sean Barber, I don't curse. Sean Barber, he's a sneaky one.
Yeah, he showed up to Big Whiskey's. Yeah,
he came and got in his
air.
Car, like, and did this. Like, if I would bet Pete. Is that Pete? Come on, Pete. Pete, are you? We've seen this. You're the originator of trying to just find ways to get onto our show, and you've been successful at it. Now there are a lot of people trying to do this as well and trying to get to me to get themselves on the show. Ben Heisler just tried to do it last night. You know, are you annoyed that people are trying to steal your creation?
You know, I look at myself, when I was back in college, you know, my group of friends, I would come up with things to say, and then we all start saying them. I've always been a trendsetter, so it's just something I've always taken pride in. I think there are two ways to look at this thing. If Heist wants to be like the Sween, let him try, you know what I mean? Try his best.
Don't call yourself
that. But there's only one Sween, as you guys well know.
No, don't call yourself that, Pete.
It's a cool name, though.
The Swede?
Yeah.
And I want to first say thank you for inviting myself and Serta to your birthday party. I really enjoyed myself there. It was a good time.
I felt that you guys looked like you guys really did enjoy yourself. There did feel like there was something missing. You know, it didn't feel complete with just you two, but I am happy that you were. Having a good time.
Yeah, you know, I may despise you on the air, but I am respectful of you and your invitation, and I'll be there for you on
your
birthday.
That was nice you guys were invited.
Yeah. No, I'm sorry?
I said that was nice that he invited you to.
31.
All right, your time's up. Bye, Pete. Happy birthday.
Oh, he's back. The Swain did invite you. I believe he calls himself. You've got to stop calling yourself that. I don't like that at all.
All right, happy birthday, Pete.
You got to be careful. You got to be careful because when the Swing gets on a roll.
Okay. Nope.
Double on Azubuki out to Vic. Shot clock will get to 10, or will it? Oh! Rogério Vic has a career high in threes. He's got 27 points, and Bill Self's thinking, glad he's back. Rogério Vic. Come on! You're not even hitting him.
That's courtesy of ESPN. Thanks, Pete. You know, I know we don't have time, but let's just get down to the skinny. You're at Kansas. You're a senior. It's been in the Final Four. You've changed your number from 2 to 24. Your name's LeGerald. Your mom calls you Lala. After performance, 8 for 8 from 3, 32 points. You have the expectation that you're getting lucky that evening, correct? And when I say lucky, I mean nasty lucky. You have that expectation, correct? If you're LeGerald?
I do after every game if I'm LeGerald.
Oh, not
if
even.
I'm a Kansas basketball
you don't
player.
Even,
I don't
it does
care
not
who
matter.
I am.
It doesn't matter no. What your production is.
No.
But I mean, maybe is this more of a. Maybe a selection? Maybe a selection that he would want more?
No. It's always the same. Just whether he feels it or not.
It's always the same selection?
It's always available.
Oh, yeah, it's always available.
The menu's always there.
But I feel like he could go into a different portion of the menu after 32, 8 for 8 from 3. Or you believe the menu's the same?
Yeah, the availability of the entrees are always the same.
You think so?
They're all available.
I don't know. I think...
Because you're talking about a pretty deep fan girl. If it's, all right, you went 8 for 8, here it is.
But they know 32. They know he was celebrated. This. I'm sorry. I can't even.
Show and Vern, brought to you by Crossroads Investment Lending at kclend.com.